A subject usually comes before the verb. However, in some sentences, the subject does not come before the verb. Let us now study about them. Number one, in interrogative sentences, the subject comes after the verb. For example, where is James? What is your name? In the first sentence, the subject is James. And in the second sentence, the subject is your name. The subject in the first sentence and the subject in the second sentence both come after the verb is. Now, children, kindly turn to page 17. In interrogative sentences containing two verbs, the subject comes between the two verbs. For example, what are you doing? The subject here is you, which comes between the verbs are and doing. Let us look at the second example. Have you seen my notebook? In this sentence, the subject is you, which comes between the verbs have and seen. Number two, in imperative sentences, the subject is implied. For example, please pass the salt. This sentence actually means you please pass the salt. In this sentence, the subject is you, which is not stated, but it is implied. A few examples are, please stand up, sit down. Number three, exclamatory sentences. In exclamatory sentences, the subject comes before the verb. For example, how amazing these children are. The subject in this sentence is these children, which comes before the verb are. In sentences which begin with there or here, the subject comes after the verb. For example, there are many trees in the garden. Here is the lost book. In the first sentence, the subject many trees comes after the verb are. And in the second sentence, the subject, that is the lost book, comes after the verb is. Thank you.